Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. We come to the fourth Sunday of Lent. Today is Laetare Sunday. It is Rejoice Sunday. This is the Sunday that the priest wears the rose-colored vestment, if you will. There's a sense that we're getting close to Easter, but we're not there yet. And so the church says we must rejoice. The entrance antiphon is from Isaiah 66. Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who were in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast. Remember, there's a sense that joy is not an emotion so much. It's different than pleasure and happiness even. Rejoice and joy is a sense that I have hope because God is in control of everything. And so even if my day is bad and I don't feel happy, we can still have a sense of that hope and joy because God is holding everything, and it's going to be okay if I let God hold everything. Today's first reading is from the second book of Chronicles. It's a book that we only hear from one time in the three-year cycle. And it gives us a glimpse about how God responds to us, especially in our failure. So remember, Israel was chosen by God to be God's people, God's chosen ones who would carry the covenant. They would keep us in right relationship with God. And we find in the Hebrew scriptures, again and again, we failed, right? Beginning with Adam and Eve and the original sin. And then God sent prophet after prophet to remind us of the covenant. And we ignored them and we killed many of them. In fact, the book of Chronicles says, they added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations. So how does God react to our infidelity? At first glance, it might look like a righteous anger of some kind, but it's important to know that God's anger isn't like ours. So God does not have an emotional reaction. You might say that God's anger is a deep passion of God to try to set everything right. It's like a parent who loves their child so much they will do anything to keep their child safe. That's what God is doing. And from our sinful reality, sometimes it looks like God is angry at me, but no, it's just God's passion to try to get me back on track. In fact, we believe God will work harder than we will to keep us on track. And so God continues to find ways to bring us. And so what looks like utter devastation sometimes is what happens when God has to clean out everything to start anew. Remember the flood and Noah, there's a sense of God just wiping it out to start all over again. It's a sense of God wanting us in covenant so desperately God will do anything. And then we jump to today's gospel, the famous John 3:16. For God so loved the world that God gave his only son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. A key for me is the first 9 words of that. For God so loved the world that God gave. We have a God who gives self, and a self-gift is the greatest gift you can give. Again, this is God's passion for you and for me. He will even give his only son. When Jesus comes, he gives his own self in the Eucharist. So as you come to Mass this weekend, receive the Eucharist, be in covenant with God, know God's incredible passion and love for you. Have a blessed Lent.